Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Morning, Joe. The first round of the French elections were concluded over the weekend, and centrist Emmanuel Macron leads the race. What are your initial impressions of this? Are you breathing a sigh of relief?
Absolutely. It's good to see that there's hope for a centralist politician in France, the heart for European Union. So you saw the markets globally rebound. Risk was on today, so a big sigh of relief because it could have turned out a lot worse than we expected. So far, so good.
So the euro hit a five-month high after the results. Do you think this is all hunky-dory, or do you think that markets are underpricing any lingering risk of populism? I mean, we know that there are one or two more elections coming up in the EU.
Well, I think, right now, if you look at the polls, the centralists, there's a wide gap between Le Pen and the centralists, but it might narrow. So I think it's going to be a little rocky and volatile here in the next couple of weeks. But I do think at the end of the day, when a stronger euro, that's okay. I have no problem with that because, that helps U.S. multinationals with their foreign earnings. So I don't think the markets have a wrong. I think populism has peaked. I mean, and that's a bold statement, but I think politicians are kind of being more proactive when it comes to, satisfying and addressing the demands of the people on the street. And that's a positive, not a negative.
And that's very interesting how the ECB is going to look into the demands of the people on the street. I mean, moving forward, how do you think this will shape the policies of the ECB? I mean, they've been on negative interest rate and policy for a while, and they've been purchasing a lot of bonds for a while. Will the ECB think of more stimulative policies?
I think the ECB will be on hold here. I don't think they're as hawkish as they want to be. But I expect more stimulus coming out of Brussels, out of certain governments. If you want to go outside the bounds of the Maastricht Treaty when it comes to spending, I think Brussels, the Germans will look away, and they're going to see much more, more spending, less savings. And I think that's the right response given to the populist backlash that started with Brexit. And I do think, when people look at Brexit, they don't want to go down that road. It's very, very sloppy, very uncertain. A weaker currency, lower standard of living. I think a lot of nations are saying, it's better to be in the European Union than be outside.
And how do these peak populism policies sit in with Donald Trump? I mean, Donald Trump has been singing praises of protectionism, aligning himself to protectionist policy. Do you think that moving forward, the relationship between the EU and the United States would result in more trade and global friendly policies?
That's a great question. It's to be determined because really, I mean, Wall Street is still waiting for Washington to do anything, really. I mean, we hear a lot of talk, but not much action. So, we're coming on the 100-day anniversary of the Trump administration, but I think we got another 100 days to wait out what he's actually up to and what he's going to do. So, but, the good news is President Trump has walked back a lot of this protectionist rhetoric, whether it's NAFTA, NATO, TPP. To me, I think he's kind of realizing it's a complex world, a lot of integration. That's a positive. He's walking back campaign promises, but what he's walking back is positive to the markets and global growth. So I'm hoping that the United States and the European Union can continue with TTIP and further integration. But it's really up in the air. In the meantime, corporations are going about their business.
And also breaking news that Donald Trump wants to slash corporate tax rate to about 15%. And we know that America has one of the highest, most punitive tax rates in the world. Is this good policy? And how is Trump going to juggle this house of cards? Because he's got very ambitious reflationary policies as well.
I mean, the president learned, even with health care, making policy, making legislation from policy is very difficult. You need both sides of the aisle. You need Congress to work along. I do think, I'm at the end of the day, still think we'll get corporate tax reform and the infrastructure spending bill. But you're talking the fourth quarter of 2017 and 2018. So if you're an investor in Malaysia, any down day in the United States, you want to buy. You want to buy in the dips, because I do think we'll get the tax reform package in some shape or form, infrastructure spending. So in days and doubts, buy.
Thank you so much. And that was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for U.S. Trust Bank of America in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.